This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Keenan McCardell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Super Bowl 53, the New England Patriots against, as much as it hurts me to say, the Los Angeles Rams. It doesn't hurt me. It's just you have to concentrate to call them L.A. and not St. Louis.
That's true. Nah, I'm just going back to the Lomas Brown liner where they called you the Monster Jam Man.
And you should have seen his face. It was priceless. He looked at me, and he just started laughing, and that's cool. And that's... You know, and I don't know if I said it on the air or if I said it, you know, to him personally. I was going to get a new one, and I'm like, no, I'm going to keep running the one that's almost 20 years old.
You said it on there, and it's fitting because tomorrow at Raymond James Stadium, Monster Jam is back, February 2nd, right here.
It sells out. I believe Monster Jam is like the Kevin Carter waiting for wishes. It sells out before tickets even go on sale.
That's hard to do nowadays, isn't it? I mean, isn't it hard to sell stuff out like that?
I don't know. I'm going to say no, since that's two events that do it.
Well, I mean, it just seems like it's a lot of things end up not, you know, selling out, and people can't give tickets away. You know, I think with streaming devices,
like race
people.
Games?
What's that? Yeah, like race, like where they close the top of the stadium and take cash only. It's getting grim.
Cash. They're not going to take cash.
Right. It's crazy.
Now, I know a lot of people don't carry cash, but a lot of people do. And what about people that don't have a credit card?
Well, you can convert cash into gift cards.
Even exist. All right, so let me tell you what's on tap. Scheduled. Okay. I hope Warren, you know, is on his way. Traffic has been brutal. Warren Sapp due to be on this hour, as well as Buccaneer Cameron Lynch. A lot of things going on with him. He lives up here in the Atlanta area. I will tell you something on a side note. I know people tell me to shut up. People tell me to stop doing certain things. I've been talking to a lot of people when they say they live in Roswell or they live in Alpharetta. I say, my brother lives there. Oh, really? What's he do? He owns a company. Oh, really? What? Staff zone. I said, you know that massive building that is gutted out and it has these massive signs that says global headquarters, and they all know the building.
Wow.
Because it says global headquarters. And I go, sure. Yeah, that's his. So should I tell you now so that you hate me even more and then I'm going to make you the Coco?
sure.
On what I'm doing tomorrow night?
What are you doing tomorrow night?
Well, first, I'm going to the Taste of the NFL,
okay.
which is one of my favorite events. It was my favorite event until then. I started going to the UFCs on Saturday. Different chefs, different players.
Say hi to Tyson Grant for us. He's from Park Shore Grill. He's flying up to do that event for you.
Oh, believe me, not only am I going to say hi, I'm going to try his food about 19 times. Because it's a bit, you know, you eat, it's for charity, it's for hunger. Dexter Jackson has taken over for Scott Brantley as the player. Martina McBride is the music entertainment. I've seen a lot of very cool entertainers as well. And then I'm going to leave there, and I'm going to drive over to a location that they still have not even announced yet. And the only way you get it is via email. And that's for this Ludacris party at someone's house tomorrow night.
Oh, nice. Are you going to Ludacris party?
Yeah, I'm going to go to Ludacris. I know the name. I couldn't tell you anything that he's done. Black Eyed Peas are going to perform. You know, I'm going to have a bowl of peas, I guess. You know why I listen to... I forget the name of the song, but it was a song that Joe Stevenson used to come out to about tonight's going to be a great night.
Yeah, I think it's something like that.
Get it started.
Yeah, get it started. That's it.
Get it started. The problem with that, it's kind of like my good friend Tom Lawler, who wrestled / fought Ken Shamrock last night. Tom Lawler came out to a Real American, the Hulk Hogan entrance. If you come out to something like that, you need to win.
You have to win.
Yeah, you have to. And Tom didn't win, you know, in Canada where he was playing, you know, a Real American. But so you have to be very, very careful on your come out song, your walk out song.
Yeah, no, I think that there's a lot of that. Like, what's the best walkout song ever? Like, what's your favorite of all time?
You know, I don't know about it's of all time. To me, and we've talked about it a lot on Knockout Radio on Wednesdays, right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network. You know, there's certain songs that right away you instantly think Anderson Silva. You know, you instantly think, you know, Matt Hughes, you know, his walkout song. So the Country Boy Will Survive song, which is even more fitting, you know, after the train accident that he was involved in. You know, for you or me to come out to a Country Boy Will Survive doesn't make sense.
Right. Yeah, it's got to match the personality.
Right.
Definitely.
So Matt Hughes, being a country boy, being a farmer, you know, maybe he saw the future and he saw this coming. That is the perfect walkout song for him.
For sure.
You know, if you hear glass break in the background as you're walking down the street, it doesn't mean anything, but it does if you're Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Right. Yeah, and Anderson came out to DMX, Ain't No Sunshine, and that was his walkout song.
You know, I would think that a walkout song, you know, would need to be, you know, something exciting, something pumped up, something. But Ain't No Sunshine, for some reason, meant something
right
to Anderson Silva.
What was Ronda Rousey's? What's hers? Does she have a good one?
Yeah, what is it? Joan Jett. I don't give a damn about my bad reputation. Perfect.
Yeah, that fits her. That's perfect.
No, absolutely. It was awesome. It made sense. You hear that, you know it's her, and she doesn't care.
What would be the Randy Harris walkout song? Like, what matches your personality?
Here's what I want it to be. Matter of fact, we may have to do that. We may have to put something together, and I joke with my family that this is a song that was written for me, sung to me, and this should be my walkout music. Are you ready?
Yeah, of course.
The great Tim McGraw sings Humble and Kind.
Never heard it.
You've never heard Humble and Kind?
Never heard of Tim McGraw.
Oh, shut up. Yes, you.
No, I heard of him. He didn't he have like an Indian Cherokee song or something? Like,
yep.
An American Indian cowboy or something?
Yeah. You know, that was one of his early songs. And then Don't Take the Girl, which is really a pretty cool song. But yeah, listen to Humble and Kind. And that might be my walkout.
Oh, no, he did a song with Nelly. Didn't he sing a song with Nelly? He did like a collab.
I don't know. Did they both put what did he wear on his face? A Band-Aid. Did they both put a Band-Aid?
I don't know. No idea.
Do you want to talk about the game at all, you know, as we wait for either Warren or Cameron or somebody to come out?
I kind of wanted to go back to, like, the Lomas thing for a second, just real quick. You know, like,
you have two more out. Take your time.
Well, I mean, you know, Barry got all the accolades and all the success, you know, because of his ability. But Lomas blocked for him for 7 years, and under Lomas, Barry accumulated 10,172 yards. Lomas Brown started 163 of the 164 games he played for the Lions. So I mean, a durable guy. You know, in his whole career, he started over 251 games. And played in 263 of them. So, I mean, that's an impressive streak. 18 years to be that kind of a durable, everyday go kind of guy, blocking for a legend like Barry Sanders. They don't get enough credit.
Lomas Brown, you know, who is you know, pretty svelte right now. You know, he gave me his shirt size, and I'm like, wow. You know, I remember how big Lomas Brown was. He literally could block the sun.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm not saying from Earth, you know, because it's easy to block it from Earth. He probably could have stood on the sun and blocked it. That's how big he was back then. Just a powerful, large man. And what a great human being. Just one of the really good guys.
Which do you think is more impressive? Do you think his like durability and the number of games he played and his long career, or actually having a championship ring? Like, do you think that? You know, which one's more impressive?
I think, you know, his career, his stats. You know, because you look at somebody like Dan Marino, who doesn't have the ring. You know, you mentioned it before, how many players don't have a ring. It's a team sport. It's a little different, you know, if you look at, like, tennis. If you have all of these records, then you're just going to assume that you're going to have some titles, that you're going to have some championships. Golf, you know, all these individual sports, then they mean a whole lot more than a team sport. But that's why it takes it to a whole new level when you take somebody like a Tom Brady, you know, who has good teams. But I don't think anybody would ever say any of the 47 teams he's taken to the Super Bowl would be a top 10 team.
Absolutely not.
This is the 53rd Super Bowl, and then, of course, the World Championships back in the Otto Graham era. So say from the last 52 Super Bowls, give me a team. Give me a team that played in the Super Bowl that won a Super Bowl. What's the first one that comes to mind?
I'm sorry, I missed your question. What did you say?
Yeah, try to pay attention. This is a live radio show.
So I got lost in the question. So
you're now being demoted to five, Coz. When I say to you, tell me a Super Bowl championship team, what's the first team that comes to mind? And I'm not going to let you, you know, wimp out. You cannot say the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
My first one is probably the 49ers. I think 49ers championships.
Okay, the first one I would think of outside of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers would be the Chicago Bears. Give me another team.
The Packers.
Okay, I would think the Miami Dolphins, the undefeated season. Give me another one.
The Ravens with Brad Lewis.
I would think the Packers. Give me another one.
Denver with back-to-back.
I would say Dallas. Give me another one.
Indianapolis.
Give me another one.
I mean, we could go on and on.
Give me another one.
Another one, I guess I'll go with the Browns.
Yeah, except for the Browns have never won. Dummy. The point is, neither one of us, including you, who normally would have fallen for it, said the New England Patriots.
Yeah, because there's nothing flashy about them. They just go to work, and it's like the San Antonio Spurs. You know, like they're fundamentally sound. They've got the best team, you know, and they win championships, but I mean, tell me who played on those teams with Duncan. I mean, you know, like, I mean, fundamentally, they don't make a lot of noise. They don't make a lot of flash. They just go to work and get results. So, sure. But, I mean, you same thing in the NBA. I mean, if you say name the best NBA teams in the last 10 years or 20 years. You know,
I would say the LeBrons.
Right? The Spurs, like probably the fifth, sixth.
No, I would just say the LeBrons.
Right. Heat, Cavaliers. Lakers.
The LeBrons. Yeah. LeBron and the four people he's carrying with him.
Right? Right? I mean, yeah, but I mean, I think that goes to kind of how it ties into the MMA world, like with the promotion and the self-hyping and the make a loud noise.
The Red Sea just opened up here. Jerry Rice just walked by.
No. That's the 49ers. That's what I was talking about.
I have a question.
Yes.
This is Radio Row. Okay, yep. This is a media event. There are signs everywhere, which I don't understand because it's a media event that says no autographs. Right. Being in the media, you know no autographs. Right. I want to know how all these fans are in here with credentials chasing athletes down for autographs.
Well, I don't think they're following the rules on the sign.
No, I'm looking at 12-year-old kids.
Oh, really?
Right now, a 12-year-old kid who has a credential around his, you know, now it could be a day pass. You know, yeah. I'm just saying that's not what this is all about. Right. Now, granted, I did chase down Charlotte Flair and got a photo yesterday.
You did. Deontay Wilder.
Remember I told you a story. Yeah. And the story was, if you're going to do something that you probably shouldn't, even though you're allowed to get them and, you know, post them for your social media and stuff, you know, make sure that it's, you know, it's worth being booted out of a facility.
Of course.
Well, and I don't know if it, arguably, Charlotte Flair is the greatest female wrestler of all time.
I would agree with that. Young in her career,
and I still say she is the best. I wanted that photo for our website.
I agree with your decision.
Okay. The liner for Herschel Walker, pretty good as well.
But yeah, get Jerry Rice's autograph while you're there.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Go chase him down.
Not going to do it.
Well, you couldn't catch him if he takes off running, you're not going to catch
him. I did do an event with Dexter Jackson, which was kind of cool. It's an annual Super Bowl MVP autograph convention in New Jersey. And back when I was doing the show with Tyrone and Dexter, they called me like I was the agent. So I said, I'll get all the info to Dexter, no problem. You have to bring me up as well. They said, okay. Oh, look who's walking by. That would be none other than our quarterback here in the Tampa Bay area, Jameis Winston, walking by as we speak.
Oh, put him on. Grab a headphone.
You know, I may try to do that.
Get him.
Close to break time, I can I'll chase him down.
Yeah, we'll talk to him about the Ryan Neese Foundation. See how much fun he had over there.
Definitely good stuff. He sent it over to CBS. So, what were you talking about before you rudely interrupted me?
Fans? Oh, we were just talking about, I don't know, Iron Man, football, number of games played. Yeah, Lomas was a great, that was a great guest, man. A great guy.
Very good guy.
Awesome.
You know, and it's just different times. You know, we talked about it with Warren on Wednesday. You know, social media. And he was talking about how athletes, if it's not on social media, they don't want any part of it. And I'm going the other way, that so many athletes are so worried about social media, so worried about everybody watching everything they do, taping everything they do. You know, so it's the root of the evil, I think.
Yeah, no, and I think, you know, it just goes with the sign of the times, you know. Like, now it's like about being in a clique and like certain guys only hang out with certain guys. And, you know, there's not really that team mentality anymore. You know, everybody's on their own individual thing. They have their own endorsements. They have their own agendas, their own agents.
Warren made a great point on Wednesday. You know, and a lot of the players make it a point to say, and all the O-line guys that did all the player show with me all season long, you know, they go out on Thursday night as a team. They do a bonding thing as a team. Have you realized, and I didn't until Warren said it, they've never said the O-line, the D-line, the backs, that they've gone out with other position players. You know, the O-line goes out to dinner with the O-line. The D-line goes out and does their bowling thing and hangs out. I like that Warren said back in the day they would go out as a unit, as a Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I think that is important. I really, truly do.
I agree. No, I think it's just, you know, a sign of the times, and it's changed, and it's the same. But Riley Burrows was on the radio this morning on a competitive network. But that's the time. No, they kind of go out.
Hold on a second. Huh? I will take off one of your co's. So you're the co-host.
All right.
I will take one of those co's off and make you the co-host, if you can tell me who those three players are.
Ryan Griffin, Adam Humphries, Riley Burrows, and I can't remember the fourth one. Damn it.
Sorry. First of all, I don't know who Riley Burrows is, so that wouldn't qualify anyway.
I don't know who that is. I mean,
because
it's
Riley Bullock.
Well, that's what it is. Yeah, right.
But I didn't even know that he lived with Cam Brate, Adam Humphries.
Yeah, they all live in the same complex, same building.
Yeah. Well, the three of them live together in the same room, in the same apartment.
Oh, okay. All right. So
Ronnie may be in the complex, but the three of them all hang out and live together.
So they talked about this morning how they go out together, and they go out to, you know, they work out together, and they actually have like a weightlifting program that they do, and they have like a garage or some kind of warehouse with the equipment. And so they're kind of hanging out outside of the actual, you know, parameters of their job.
Right. But that's not really what Warren was talking about and what I'm talking about. They live together. So that's kind of like, no, that doesn't count. He was talking about a wide receiver going and hanging out, or wide receivers going out to dinner with the defensive line. You know, making it more a team, you know, that's together. And I'm not saying that they're not together, but I just think that bonding, you don't have to just bond. Look, we hang out, right? But we hang out with other people as well that's involved with the radio network. You know, whether it's Sean, whether it's Wags, whether it's, you know, Grossman. You know, anybody that's involved in the show, it all comes together. So it definitely makes sense. So, all right, let's do this. Let's take our break at the now instead of the bottom of the hour. Cam Lynch scheduled to be here in about 6 or 7 minutes. So we'll rock and roll with him, and we'll find out what other shenanigans Meathead Matt McClellan will come back with when we return. Coming to you live from Radio Row, Super Bowl 53. It is the New England Patriots, of course you know that, and the L.A. Rams. This is Knockout Radio / Talking Sports with Randy, brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, Warren Sapp, and Matt McClellan. We'll be right back. So enticing, should I take a bite? I don't know what's come over me. Yeah.
as a Chevy. Pure excitement.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Hi, I'm Mark Pollack, president of the Giving Back Fund, asking if you'd like to be one of 400 lucky guests invited to the number one party of Super Bowl week. Big Game Big Give is celebrating its 10th year, and this is your chance to attend the most exclusive and meaningful event at Super Bowl, with all proceeds going to charity. Held at a private estate and hosted by Atlanta royalty Ludacris, you'll be treated to an intimate concert by the Black Eyed Peas. Bid on once-in-a-lifetime auction items, including an Aston Martin sports car. Come join us on Saturday night, February 2nd at 6 p.m. A limited number of tickets are available at givingback.org. givingback.org.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Hall of Famer Deacon Jones, and we're talking sports with Randy Harris.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with KC and the Sunshine Band.
Another group I've never heard of.
Shut up. You've never heard of KC and the Sunshine Band?
I mean, I know that song, but I would have never known who sang it.
Well, that just doesn't say a whole lot about you and your music then.
This is true.
Well, what is something that you listen to that I wouldn't have any clue what it is?
Oh, Ludacris.
Everything?
Ludacris.
What has Ludacris done? Give me a song Ludacris has. Well, he's a rapper, I guess, right?
His most famous song is probably Move. Yeah, get out the way. You should listen to that song before you go hang out with them tomorrow.
All right, I probably won't.
And you should borrow Deontay Wilder's gold chain before you go to that party. It'll give you street credit.
Yeah, no, I got you. Street cred's always good.
Did you see? Speaking of street cred, did you see Max Griffin rocking the Knockout Radio versus Everyone shirt yesterday with Amanda Nunes?
Shut up.
I tagged you in it on Instagram.
Well, I don't do anything on Instagram.
He's down in Fortaleza for the fights tomorrow, and he's rocking a Knockout Radio t-shirt. What's up?
Now, isn't it on Instagram? Once it's there, it's gone, like after 6 seconds?
No, that's Snapchat. That's like if you're, you know, trying to do something behind your wife's back.
Oh, well, A, I don't do that, and B, yeah. Send me the photo. Can you take it off of Insta or whatever and send me the photo?
I'll send it. I mean, if I'm going to be a producer, I'm going to have to ask for a pay raise.
I promise I will double what I'm giving you now.
Because the former Phillies all-star Ryan Howard sells his Bel Air Shore mansion for $16.5 million. So I could probably afford that if you double my salary.
I will double your salary.
Done. I am now moving to Bel Air. I'm like Fresh Prince.
More importantly, can you send me the dang photo that I asked you to send me?
I got to log into my Instagram.
I can't hear you. You need to talk into that cheesy microphone that you use.
This is a great microphone. Are you kidding me?
It's really not, because you don't know how to use it. I just keep it close so people can hear what you're saying.
I know. I move my head around too much.
Why do you think that I wear the headset?
Because you want to feel like a pilot?
No, not at all. Because if I wanted, then you would have the one-ear flap, not the two.
That's true.
But this way I can turn around, I can look around, I can do stuff. So, all right, so you've lost that loving feeling. So you're now the Coco. But I will attempt to take that second co off if and when.
I'm sending the photo to you right now.
All right. Perfect.
I have to send it from Instagram to myself, and then I have to re-forward it.
Guess what? You get to go on break now, so you can go do whatever. We're going to talk some serious nonsense with Cameron Lynch, our own Tampa Bay Buccaneer. Cam, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. How are you doing?
Not too bad. So what's going on, Radio Row? Is this not a zoo?
It's awesome. It's a big zoo. It's a big stadium, I feel like, right? It's a media stadium. It's a Super Bowl for the media people, so I'm enjoying it.
So when I first walked in and I was told some of the things that you're doing, and then I looked at Syracuse, it just goes hand in hand, right?
Yes.
Communications in Syracuse, that's hand in hand.
Yeah, it's hand in hand, man. Syracuse is number one communication school in the country, along with Northwestern and Missouri. So I take pride in it, man. I wear my pinstripe bow ring. I got my Syracuse grad agent here, and Spencer Cano, Whitney Holtzman here. That she's from the upstate New York area. So it's pretty awesome.
All right. So I've had some people reach out, and I don't do anything controversial. We don't do controversial radio. But on your Wikipedia, it's a Rams photo. Obviously, we're based in Tampa. We're a national show, but based in Tampa. And a lot of people want to know when the switch is going to be made. After the Super Bowl?
Wikipedia people, can you please switch?
Anybody can do it.
Oh, somebody has to do it. Somebody from the Buccaneers can do it, right? I didn't put that picture up there, nor have I touched Wikipedia. So somebody please take the liberty in putting a nice Buccaneers photo up for me, please.
Matt, I will take that label of co-host and make it a co-host if you can take care of that and get that picture changed.
Nice.
You got it.
All right, so get it done before we're even done the interview.
Oh, thank you.
Right. I'm working on it.
As a former Ram, does that mean anything, you know, with them here, even though, and I have Kevin Carter on yesterday, and he's going to be on again, you know, today. It's a different Ram, you know, it's not the St. Louis Rams. Does any of that play into anything?
So I went back to the L.A. Rams last year. At the end of the year, game 12 against the Eagles. The Tampa Bay, unfortunately, they let me go. So I was like, hey, John Fossil, the special teams coach, I'm available. What's the deal? He brought me back on. I was with the Sean McVay team last year. We lost to the Falcons in the playoffs. I thought we were going to the Super Bowl that year. I would tell people every week, like, this is championship week. We might go to the Super Bowl. And I had that feeling last year, and now they're here.
So does it bother you? Is it, you know?
It's all love. I came in with a lot of those guys, Todd Gurley, Bryce Hager. I came in with those guys. So I'm happy for them. I'm wishing the best for them. I'm calling the game on Sunday. So I got to the Super Bowl in a different way. Next year, I want to get to the Super Bowl on the field.
Let's talk about it. And I was going to try not to talk a whole lot about the Bucs. I like to talk about other stuff. A lot of things going on back home, new coach, new. As a player, do you think about that, you know, with a new coach, what he's thinking, what he wants to do, and what direction he may go?
Yes. Bruce Arians, I hear he's a great guy. It's pretty exciting to have him come to the Buccaneers. Todd Bowles, we have two head coaches essentially, so I'm excited about that.
Have you already talked to him? Have you sat down with him? When will they reach out?
I heard a podcast from him, so just hearing him on the podcast, talks to the guys that played at the Cardinals. Chandler Jones with the Syracuse as well, and he played for the Cardinals, played for Bruce. So I'm looking forward to talking to guys before I meet him, just to get a feel for him. And I think that's when you find out the best information about people is how they make other people feel and their impression on them.
Give me your opinion of the locker room. I'm in the locker room every single day. I've been in the locker room with the Bucs since the 80s. And every year it seems to be different. You know, it seems like a good group of guys, but how close, I mean, how much do you spend outside of one Buc?
A lot of time. Quan Alexander, Vernon Hargraves, a lot of guys, we spend those are my best friends on the team, pretty much. When I have a group chat, we're playing Call of Duty together, I text those guys. So Ryan Smith as well. It's a lot of defensive guys and DBs, but I enjoy those guys. See, my thing about with the Buccaneers, we did not win a lot of games this past year, but we were not miserable as a team, as a group. We were close-knit. Gerald McCoy did a great job. Jason Pierre-Paul did a great job coming in and establishing this brotherhood. Before every game, we would lock arms. We would lock arms to say a prayer, talk to each other, and see what we would want to do this upcoming game. And it was an awesome time, awesome guys. It just, you know, the tough circumstance.
I don't know if this is a big deal, but I'm just curious about it. There are rumors that one of the first things BA is going to do, and the first time and every time I hear BA, I think of BA Baracus from the A-Team. You know, that's the thing that comes to mind, not the head coach, is that he's going to take away the music that's played during practice. Is that a big deal? Is that good? Is it bad?
I enjoy music, especially when it's that hot. It gets your mind off of that scorching heat. We'll see what he does. He's been successful, so I'm thinking if he has successful tendencies and he doesn't want to play any music, we're not going to play any music, especially if we're going to win games. So, shout out to BA. Do your thing, BA.
Was it difficult to keep the morale that was in the locker room all year? You know, I mean, we know what happened. We know the games, and some were close, some were not. You know, but you guys never seem to be down in the locker room. Now, like I've told people, I'm in there from a certain time till a certain time. I don't know what's before and after. What was it like, and was it hard to stay upbeat?
I'm the energy captain, so it's my duty, I feel like, to keep the energy flowing. And some other guys as well, James does a great job, but I'm the energy captain, and I like to keep the energy flowing. So, you know, different things that I do, right, whether ping pong helps, or whether, you know, riding around on our bird scooters or screaming at the top of our lungs. We want to make sure that our guys are comfortable, that we love each other, and that we're in constant communication. I think we had a great brotherhood there. And like you said, we were not miserable in that locker room. We have great guys, and we have a great coaching staff coming in. Evans, Mike Evans, like there's guys that can play some ping pong now. And look, Ryan Fitzpatrick can play some ping pong too. So
I noticed that some guys have their own ping pong paddle as well.
Yep.
I mean, do you come locked and loaded with certain equipment, or
I don't have a ping pong paddle, but there are some guys that have ping pong paddles. Adair's Glenton, he had to get a ping pong paddle because he was getting his tail whooped in ping pong so much. So a lot of guys have their own paddle. Some guys like the wooden paddle. I don't know if you've seen the wooden paddle.
Yeah,
there's no rubber on it, and it's just straight wood. And like I said, Ryan Fitzmagic, he does a great job of using the wooden paddle.
Tell the fans in Tampa Bay and across the country a little bit about you that they may not know.
I love yoga. I love video games.
Yoga.
I do yoga twice a week.
Well, I'm going to hook you up with a friend of mine who is supposed to be here soon, Diamond Dallas Page, who has his own yoga.
Will he do it here during the Super Bowl week?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay,
I'll get you set up to go to a studio.
So before Sunday, can I do some yoga with Diamond Dallas Page on Saturday, maybe? Saturday.
I'll reach out to him.
Thank you.
DDP, I don't know if you're much of a wrestling fan. Yeah. Legend.
Yes.
From the wrestling world.
So I love The Rock growing up. I love The Undertaker, right? Can you smell it? You know, The Rock, like that's the man. And I got my little turtleneck on like The Rock did. So it was great growing up seeing those guys. And That was my lifetime, my childhood.
The greatest female wrestler, in my opinion, was here yesterday.
Really?
Charlotte Flair.
Ah.
Watch her at all? I'm big into wrestling.
You kind of hit me with that one, Charlotte Flair. I didn't really watch her too much, but Ric Flair. Ah.
Of all the people, it's Ric Flair.
Oh, I didn't know that was his first name.
Yeah.
Wait, Charlotte?
Charlotte Flair is Ric Flair's real daughter.
Ah, okay, gotcha.
And she is arguably the greatest female wrestler of all time, like 3 years into her career.
Okay, who won recently? The girl with the purple hair, she won recently. I can't think of her name, but she won the battle.
Is that Becky Rumble. Lynch or Sasha?
Sasha. I think she was from Tampa Bay, maybe. Or
yeah,
somebody.
Well, they all live in the Orlando, because that's where the facility moved. It used to be in Tampa,
okay,
not far from the stadium, and they moved the Performance Center to Orlando. And that's where, you know, they go and train, and Sheamus went through and all that kind of stuff.
Right. So Sasha, what's her story? What's your thoughts on her?
I'm not big into the women wrestlers.
Okay.
Only because I want to watch talent. I'm not saying they're not talented. I'm not. But I will watch Charlotte Flair over 90% of the men.
Really? I bet you Sasha could beat Charlotte Flair.
I bet she can.
Okay. Wait, so what years did Charlotte Flair, what years did she wrestle?
Well, she's wrestling now.
Okay.
Probably for the past two and a half years.
Oh, so we going to see then.
Oh, yeah.
No, we going to see. I got my money on Sasha.
All right, and I'll take Charlotte, of course. Okay. I can say this on the air as well as off the air. I guess it really depends on who has the pen.
Right. True.
Right?
True.
So, you know, then that's the difference. MMA is my love. I travel with the UFC and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
You know, that's real. You know, when it's wrestling, all these people that want to bet and stuff, it's like, how can you bet a wrestling
event? It's staged.
But, yeah, I mean, it still could be interesting because as long as you don't know and I don't know, we don't know who's going to win, whether it's scripted or not.
Right.
You know, but it's still just like, we don't know who's going to win Sunday.
Right. So, Sasha had a match recently with Ronda Rousey. I think she beat Ronda Rousey. That was pretty crazy. I mean, I know Ronda Rousey, UFC fighter, right? You're a UFC guy.
Yep.
Then she went to wrestling. What's your thoughts about UFC fighters going to wrestling or vice versa?
Well, and there's a big difference. Ken Shamrock is due to stop by as well, who did both. He kept bouncing between MMA and wrestling. You know, one is a real sport and one is entertainment.
Right.
So I'm okay with fighters going in and joining an entertainment brand. I mean, it's just moving on a career. You can't fight forever.
What about UFC to boxing?
I'm a,
like McGregor.
Totally different. That was the biggest joke of the history of sports.
Right.
And people that spent $69 to watch a guy that had 0% chance of winning that fight. And I'm an MMA guy.
Right.
If you have an MMA guy, and we had Wilder here yesterday.
He's still here today.
Yeah, he's supposed to stop by as well.
Oh, nice.
I will take an MMA guy and to hang out with. I love him and that kind of stuff. But no MMA fighter, none, could ever beat a quality boxer in a boxing ring.
Why not? Endurance?
It's two totally different sports. You know, one is straight boxing. Well, in MMA, you're good at everything. Very few fighters in MMA are great at everything. They're good at everything because there's 87 different disciplines. But if you take that same boxer, you put Floyd, arguably one of the greatest of all time, in an octagon, there's no way he could win that fight.
McGregor did pretty well, though. Went to the sixth round, I think.
Well, it went later than that, but...
Oh, how late did he go?
I think it went, what is it, nine?
Okay, well, he gassed out around the sixth round, but he was doing pretty well in the beginning. I was like, oh, wow.
I don't want to get off on the bad foot with you and disagree.
Okay.
But Mayweather let him do whatever he wanted. If Pacquiao can't do anything to him, how is Conor McGregor going to do anything?
Well, I mean, he was punching him pretty hard, dude. I mean, I don't know too much about boxing, but I know he was punching the mess out of him. So
for $100 million, I'll fight anybody. I'll fight Mayweather.
Yeah, facts. You know? I mean, like I said, it was looking a little ugly for Floyd for a little bit in the beginning, but then after a while, I was like, okay, we see the difference. I see what you're talking about.
You know, and he played the game. You know, for the amount of money that was on the line, he had to make sure that he didn't knock this guy out. Of course, Floyd doesn't knock people out.
Right, right.
You know, so he just had to take him into the waters and, you know, do what he did.
Ah, take him to the deep end.
Exactly.
Huh?
Are you an MMA guy at all?
Not at all, but I do want to get into jiu-jitsu, right? When I'm done playing football, like my physical edge, it'll change a little bit. So I probably want to get into jiu-jitsu. So I can be able to take people down if I need to, right? I won't be lifting as much, and I won't be as, you know, doing as much. But if I get a base for that and know how to leverage my body, I think that'll be cool.
Why are you going to wait until then? Why don't you start it now?
I don't want to mess with my body. I don't want to mess with bending on the ground, the ground moves. I don't want to mess with any of that right now. I would train physically, whether it be with the bag or hand-eye coordination, but I don't want to do any guy-on-guy or, you know, any type of sparring, anything. Not right now.
I do jiu-jitsu. I love it. No, it's awesome.
So you can be the sensei then.
I'll hook you up with Rob Kahn.
Okay.
You know, who is Hoyce Gracie, if you know who that is. Mm-hmm. Hoyce Gracie, the legend who kind of helped start the UFC. That is his first American black belt, Rob Kahn, who is in Tampa.
Okay.
So what do you do for fun? What do you do to chill and get your mind off of?
A lot of yoga, a lot of video games. And then when I'm not doing those things during the season, I do those things to keep me in the house, right? I have my yoga instructor come in, Maya. She comes in, we do yoga, I play some video games, chill out. But then when I leave, I travel, I see friends and family. I hang out with Whitney Holtzman, we do community service events, and it's pretty awesome.
Four people you're going to go to dinner with, okay? Living, passed away.
Kobe, Beyonce, Barack Obama.
Somebody's used my question before, huh?
No, not even that. I was like, I had them on top of the dome. And if I had a fourth person, I'd say Bob Marley. If he can come back, I'd say Bob Marley.
Yeah, well, no, this is, you know, make-believe. What one piece of memorabilia would you like to acquire?
One piece of memorabilia.
And it's now one of my favorite questions because I asked Leonard this.
Yes.
You know, because we do the Monday Night Player Show. And Leonard said, and nobody has ever said this, Jesus Christ sandals. That's nice. I'm like, that's the greatest. That's probably the most prized possession in the world, right?
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah, I think any type of piece, any piece of memorabilia. I think it'll be something from Egypt, right? Back in the days where the Queen Nefertiti and back. I think something back then, back in the day, I would do something from back then.
Three bands are going to perform in your backyard. Again, living, passed away, whatever. Who's performing? Let's go.
Michael Jackson. Let's go Beyonce. And let's go the Migos, just because they live down the street from me in Gwinnett County, Georgia. So
that was good stuff. All right, final question for you. We are here for a reason. That is Sunday, Super Bowl 53. Give me your thoughts.
So I'm unbiased this week. Played for the Rams. Worked out with some guys from the Patriots. So I'm going to be unbiased this week. I'm going to vote for players. David Andrews and Shaq Mason on the Patriots. And Todd Gurley and Bryce Hager on the Rams. And the rest of the guys I know, there was probably pretty much the whole team. So I'm going to go for players this game and be unbiased.
No. All right. We'll stick with that. And I was going to ask you that. How difficult is it when you're talking about a game? You know, I talk to a lot of fighters, and they always would get mad at me because I wouldn't pick who's going to win.
Right.
And Kenny Florian, who was on Fox, would give me a hard time. Then he went the media route, and he goes, now I understand.
Yes.
You know, because people are going to have hurt feelings. You're going to speak your mind. You're going to what you really believe. But if you're a friend of somebody, like if you pick the Patriots and you have friends on the Rams, how difficult is that as you get into this career of broadcasting?
It's tough. And as I'm learning, you have to be unbiased. You can't pick a side, because that's not great TV. That's not great TV. The people who are tuning in, let's say you're doing the Cowboys and the Rams, right? And I'm talking about the Rams and Rams. The Cowboys are like, hey, turn this guy off because he's not doing our team a service. The moms are like, he's not doing my child the service. So I need to be unbiased and then be down the line and show each team love, be critical, be truthful, and be honest.
Can you pull a Tony Romo on Sunday? Will you be able to call every play before it happens?
Not that. I'm going to pull a Cam Lynch on Sunday and see where it goes.
That's good. Yeah. That's professional right there, Cam.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time. Let's go hit a break. Coming to you live from Radio Row right here in Atlanta. This is Knockout Radio / according to Warren Sapp, Talking Sports with Randy, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. And we do have an Ape Man Strong package that we're going to send you, so we'll get your address right now. All right, let's send it back to the studio.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Monster Jam. There's only one event with high-octane energy, heart-pounding action, and non-stop excitement. See Grave Digger, Max D, and more. Brought to you by BKT Tires, your local Ford dealers, Dairy Queen, and 1-800-ASK-GARY. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and charges may apply. Coming to Raymond James Stadium, January 12th and February 2nd. Visit MonsterJam.com.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Hi, I'm Mark Pollack, president of the Giving Back Fund, asking if you'd like to be one of 400 lucky guests invited to the number one party of Super Bowl week. Big Game Big Give is celebrating its 10th year, and this is your chance to attend the most exclusive and meaningful event at Super Bowl, with all proceeds going to charity. Held at a private estate and hosted by Atlanta royalty Ludacris, you'll be treated to an intimate concert by the Black Eyed Peas. Bid on once-in-a-lifetime auction items, including an Aston Martin sports car. Come join us on Saturday night, February 2nd at 6 p.m.
A limited number of tickets are available at givingback.org. Givingback.org.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is NFL Hall of Famer.
No, hey, this is NFL Hall of Famer Tony Dorsett. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
When Jake would do that. All right, we are back coming to you live from Rodeo Road, hanging out here, Super Bowl 53. The champ walking by as we speak. How are you, champ? Evander Holyfield walking by. Tyrone Booz once got in the ring with Evander back in the day. We talked about that. Son plays for El Georgia. Matt, you back?
I'm back.
How about that? Champ just walked by.
Did you ever see that that commercial with Mike Tyson returning his ear to him in a box?
Yeah. did you see the one where somebody cuts him off? It's a commercial and somebody cuts Evander off. And he pulls over like in front of Evander and starts to like go after him or vice versa. And then Evander Holyfield gets out of the car.
Yeah, that would be the one guy you don't want to make a mistake on.
Right? You know, well, and like Cam said, how he wants to do some jiu-jitsu to kind of learn, you know, to take somebody down. The story that I've talked about, I was at a restaurant that has since closed on Del Mabry by the stadium, and a guy stuck his hand in the jimmies and put jimmies on his ice cream. And me being me, I made some comments. And then I thought, what happens if he turns around and says something?
Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because
I don't know anything, so that's kind of why I started jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, no, it's a great.
Okay. Thank you. Well, we just got confirmation the champ will be here at 11:05. We're going to talk very little boxing. We're going to talk about Alabama with Deontay Wilder.
Nice.
Looking forward to that. How cool is that going to be?
That's awesome.
You have a question for him? Give it to me now because I'm turning you off.
All right. I'll look one up.
He'll be here in about 20 minutes. How cool is that going to be?
I think it's cool because, you know, Tyson Fury, you know, was in a deep depression. He had ballooned up to about 400 pounds. And Deontay was the one who reached out to him on social media. It's like, hey, champ, you got to do this for your fans. You got to get out of this depression. You got to get back on that horse. And that's really the fire that led to Tyson, you know, getting back into training camp, losing the weight. And then obviously they had that big title fight. So I think it's huge. I mean, I think it, you know, the human spirit transcends over, you know, sport or championships or belts. But, you know, actually caring about people, I think that's amazing.
Thank you. All right, we just found out that he's going to be a little bit later than the top of the hour. So
you didn't hear nothing that I said?
I listened to the first 12 seconds. And then when this guy came over and said somebody wants him longer or something, I don't know. So. Perfect. We'll have him on, hopefully, before 12 o'clock.
What if Mike Tyson was just ahead of his time and, like, he was just eating, you know, Evander's ear because he thought it was cauliflower and he's, like, on a vegan diet?
See, now you know why I turn you off when I do interviews.
I mean, but now you can totally play that off. It's like, look, I was hungry. You know, I'm not the same when I don't eat.
Well, then he would do a Snickers commercial.
Snickers cauliflower. There you go.
Right? Isn't that the, you know, you're not X. You don't want to say names. You're not X when you're hungry. Right. Have a Snicker.
That's it.
Right?
You go. Could a market, so, use that as a marketing ploy. Yeah.
Sure. Whatever works. All right. So we're still trying to hunt down Diamond Dallas Page. We're still trying to hunt down Ken Shamrock. I know that our boy from the charity event is running around here somewhere.
Kevin Carter.
Kevin wasn't scheduled to be down, Mark Pollock. Kevin wasn't scheduled to be here till 2.
And I said, you know, I'd love to have you on. You know, let's do 11:30. Let's do 11:45. But don't come down special, you know, just for being on the show. You know, it's 2 hours.
Sure.
So you know, he may come on. He may not come on. But the key thing that I'm going to do is try to get Deontay Wilder to Nashville.
That's going to be that'd be awesome. That'd be amazing.
I'm reading his little bio. Please let me know if you'd like to have Deontay stop by. Yeah, that would be good.
Cool. So have him stop by Tour de Pizza.
Did you give me a prediction yet? Did you give me who you – or is it too early in the morning?
No, is it? No, it's not too early. I got kids, man. I'm up at 7 a.m. every day.
No, I'm saying is it too early? Because, you know, like on fights, I don't like to give a prediction – until, you know, weigh-ins. I don't like to do a prediction until Saturday morning. So is it too early to do it now?
No, I think it's time. I think it's ready.
All right. So who are you picking?
I'm going to go with the Patriots. I think I saw a stat the other day, and all of their Super Bowls have been like decided by 8 points or less.
Yeah, the low-scoring game. I mean, not a low-scoring, a close game.
So I'm going to go Patriots 33. And I'll go Rams 27.
Would it surprise you if it's a low-scoring game?
Yeah, because you know, I think you got the star power. I mean, you got the Rams that are explosive. I mean, Gurley didn't really do much in the Saints game. He didn't play a lot. So I think they're saving him, or, you know, resting him. You know, so he's had 2 weeks now to really recover whatever was wrong, if he has any injury. I think it's a difference now. I think 2 weeks is it's a lot of time at this level. So
if the Patriots do not win on Sunday, does that, you know, we were just talking about the GOAT. We were just talking about the legacy of Tom Brady. Does, if they lose, does that affect the legacy, you know, and it being two losses in a row?
You know, I think if he loses, won't he be the most losing Super Bowl participant as well? Like I saw something like if he wins, he'll be the greatest with 6, but if he loses, he'll have the most losses. Is that right?
What's the number?
Well, he's been in 9, so if he loses, he'll have 4 losses.
So if this will be 6, he'll be, well, no, Jim Kelly has 4.
Yeah, I don't know. I saw some. I don't know what the stat was, but I don't know. I mean, I don't think it. I mean, yeah, it tarnishes it a little bit. But I mean, what's surprising is that they didn't win a Super Bowl when they had Randy Moss, right? I mean, it wasn't that like they went undefeated the whole season and then they lost to the Giants, right?
Well, yeah, that was the game out in Arizona. I was at the game. That's when I thought I was going to die.
Why?
Literally, I thought I was going to die. So I was driving back and forth from Vegas to cover the UFC and the Super Bowl. And when I was driving back after the game, to Vegas to fly home, because that's where my flight was out of, it was an awful snowstorm, and there was cars upside down. It was just brutal. I've never been in it, and I literally called home to say goodbye to my family because I thought I was going to die while I was driving.
A snowstorm in Arizona?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Google it. Look it up.
A snowstorm?
Well, don't do it live on the air. I'm saying when we go to a break, maybe on your way home, do it in your car. Google it while you're driving and caught in traffic.
Wasn't that where Ryan Bennett was driving from? Was he driving from L.A. or to Vegas?
He was driving to Vegas from Salt Lake.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, wow. I didn't know a snowstorm would be, you know, in Arizona like that. I mean, I figured there'd be some. You know, don't they have mountains out there somewhere up in the... I've never been to Arizona. I have no idea.
Yeah, no, it was nasty. It was definitely ugly. Now they're taking pictures of Evander Holyfield and Deontay.
That's cool. Kind of cool. How little does Evander look next to him?
A little. He definitely does. Well, we are at the top of the hour. Let's go hit this break. When we come back, hopefully, we will have your heavyweight champion, Deontay Wilder, hanging out here in Atlanta, Super Bowl 53. Coming to you live from Radio Row, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. This is Knockout Radio.
WTAN Clearwater,
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City, Tampa Bay, WZHR Zephyr Hills,
FM 104.3.
Listen.
No trust, verified. Hiring spree. I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump is pulling the U.S. out of the nuclear treaty, which made President Reagan